everyone. Welcome to the Field and Garden Podcast. I'm Jessie from the Gardener's Workshop. Today's episode is a conversation that Lisa recently had with Dr. Alan Armitage. Dr. A, as he's sometimes called, is a well-known writer, speaker, and horticulturist. Born and raised in Quebec and Ontario, he later lived in East Lansing, Michigan, and now resides in Athens, Georgia. He has worked with gardeners, landscapers, growers, and retailers in the North and South, and travels the world sharing his passion for plants. He's been presented with almost every prestigious award for his writing and work in the world of horticulture. Dr. Armitage is now a professor emeritus of horticulture at the University of Georgia. The TGW family listening today might know him best as the co-author of one of our favorite reference books, titled Specialty Cut Flowers. But beyond that, Dr. A has written so many other great books. And today we have a special offer for our listeners that would want to pick up some of his books. So stay tuned for that. So during this conversation, Lisa and Alan chat about how they met, how he got his start in the industry and helped form the ASCFG, his writing and teaching career, and his current and future projects. This is a nice conversation. So listen in and I hope you enjoy.
Well, hello there, Dr. Armitage. So glad to have you here. How are you doing down there? Aren't you in Georgia still?
I am in North Georgia. We are in Athens, Georgia, which is a wonderful place because it has, we're geographically in the foothills of the Smoky, so it's real hilly. We have four seasons, but you know, our summers are hot and, but everything else is pretty easy. So yeah, that's where we are.
Well, so Jesse, you know, always Jesse, who is the producer of our podcast, always kind of gives me some leading questions to ask. And her question was, how did Lisa and Dr. A meet? And you won't remember this, but I distinctly remember it. I think it was the ASCFG conference in Vancouver, because it was my very first conference ever. And you spoke. And I can just remember feeling like finally somebody that has practical plant application information. I was mesmerized by your
talk. That's nice. Yeah.
And it was really, really awesome. But you want to know what I also remember? You know what story? You know, you're kind of famous for telling stories. You know that. Do you know the story?
I have become a bit of a storyteller, apparently.
So you told us that day about, if I remember this right, that I think you had a son-in-law that actually got into professional ball or something.
My son.
Your son. Okay, yeah. I was close.
Yeah,
I was
good.
Close. So just people love that kind of stuff. So tell us just a tidbit about who he is and what he did. That's just so interesting.
It's so much fun. Lisa, this is great. Thank you for having me on. More power to you for doing all this stuff. I guess I'm just too old and lazy to do all the things you do. I just was speaking yesterday, the day before. I can talk and people love to hear about plants and cut flowers and, you know, soils and fertility and all that stuff if they really get crazy. But, you know, tell me the facts, I forget. Tell me the story, I remember. And people love stories. So I was telling that story about my son. In fact, the story came out because I do a talk called Tales from the Garden, you know, and all these kind of cool things that happen in a garden. And I have a picture of him when he was, I don't know, I'll say 10, whatever. And he was practicing baseball with me and he threw a fastball right through my lilies, my beautiful lilies, took the tops right off the darn things. Great fastball. But anyway, so he was so upset. I have a picture of him trying to put the lily back on, you know, with Scotch tape. And then I showed that, well, his baseball thing worked out and he became, he played professional ball for a little bit, at least in the farm teams of San Francisco Giants. But it was great. But he remembers that story. And so, you know, this garden flower thing is so personal to many people, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. And I think that's why you and I are still in the game, you know, I mean, that's why we're still here. So you have written so many dadgum books, but I'm going to tell you the two that I didn't have to dig. I thought, I should get his books out. Right. And have them here. And I will tell you the two that I couldn't find, because guess what? They were on the table next to the chair I sit in and work upstairs in my studio. And it's these two guys, if you recognize them. So this is the Specialty Cut Flowers, the second edition. I have the first edition too, by Armitage and Lauschman, and also Armitage's Manual of Annuals, Biennials, and Half-Hardy Perennials. And so I want to ask this question, and if we can simplify this.
Okay, please.
Because I'm even confused by this. Tell us, what is the difference between an annual, a biennial, and a half-hardy perennial? Or what classifies that?
Okay, I'm going to give you the short and the little bit shorter. Okay, you talk about simplification, and Lisa, that's all I do is I try to simplify for people. You know, there's 7 books on gardening for dummies, each over 200 pages. Give me a break. Who was self-respecting dummy is going to read a 200-page book? But anyway, having said that, so if we talk, those people in the audience that might be interested, the botanical definition of an annual is a plant that flowers, goes to seed, and dies in one season. We don't grow any of those. We call an annual because it doesn't get through the winter or the summer. But if you put it in a greenhouse, it'll probably live for 100 years. So an annual, by definition, botanically, we don't even do, but definition horticulturally, that's a plant that doesn't tolerate whatever the weather is in your area. It dies. Half-hardy is one, a half-hardy, or I call them sometimes temperennials, is that, it's an annual that has some staying power. Let's talk about larkspur, okay? Larkspur is an annual. I mean, again, it doesn't really tolerate the heat of summer very well. Delphinium doesn't really tolerate the heat of summer very well, but it goes through the winter just perfectly. And so that's what I call a sort of a half-hardy annual, or if you'd like, a half-hardy perennial, because that's what it is. And of course, a perennial just keeps on growing. That's the simple part.
And so what about a biennial? Where does that fit in?
So this is really cool. This is what's happening now. And your group is growing this. So a biennial, a perfect example of a biennial historically has been foxglove. And foxglove digitalis, historically, because breeders are on this stuff all the time. So what we knew 10 years ago, we still know it, and it still makes sense, but things are changing. So foxglove used to do the seed, grow the plant, put it out in the fall, and the seed in the spring, it will not flower until it has a cold treatment. Now, you can do it in a greenhouse that's real cold, but we usually use the winter. And that cold treatment, then it makes the flowers start to initiate, and we get flowers in the spring. Okay, and then it dies, okay, because it either doesn't tolerate the heat or that's its life cycle. It's a 2-year plant, but it only flowers 1 year. That's a biennial historically. And there's a few of those, but not a whole lot. Sweet William used to be a biennial, but now we the breeders have taken this plant, so we can get the seed and we can flower it the first year and second year. But it's still not terribly long lived in many gardens because of that's its life cycle is genetically programmed.
So I asked that because I do appreciate and reference this book that is titled that, Annuals, Biennials, and Half-Hardy. But I will tell you, the Specialty Cut Flower book is pretty packed with good information because I was just, it always seems to happen, you know how when you're getting ready to talk to somebody, you thought, maybe I'll just kind of look at the book again, right? And I'm looking in the back of the book and there's things back here I didn't even realize that were information that was additional plants suitable for cut flower production, stage of harvest. I never knew the stage of harvest was even back here. I think as flower farmers, I'll confess, this is not a book I'm just going to sit down and read like a novel. I go to this book when I need an answer, right? And so I never had reason to explore the back of the book. So yeah, I think you would definitely need to do a little gig or something on all the parts and all the, something like that. But there are so many pieces in this book. So yes, I am shamelessly giving him a plug for his book, and it'll be in the show notes below this podcast or video, whatever you happen to be watching. to his website, and he's been gracious enough to give us a promotion code that you get free shipping inside the United States. He'll autograph it for you. But this is the specialty cut flower book, is the book that every flower, serious cut flower grower. And, you know, if you're selling, you're serious enough. So you need to have this book. So I know that people all over the world listen to our podcast. And what is, I know you can't do this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So if we had to offer up one kind of general tip that you give to people, cut flower growers. Yep. I mean, we have gardeners that listen too, but the lion's share is cut flower growers. You know, if you had a tip to give them about growing, what would that tip be, do you think?
Okay. I'm just going to backtrack just a tiny bit. And thank you for talking about the book. It has been the Bible of cut flowers, and it's not brand new, but people are just still discovering it. And Lisa, partly because of you, certainly partly because of you, there's so many people now that are excited about growing cut flowers, be it a lifestyle, be it a financially, you know, lucrative thing, whatever. They are excited. And certainly I have hopefully tried to do a little of that inspiration as well, but you mentioned anybody who's on this. You put the discount code Lisa in order the book. It's free shipping in the United States, and I ship to all countries. It's unbelievable where I'm shipping this book. And if you're from a different country and you're not sure about it, they'll have the information. You can write me, and usually there's a discount for that country. But anyway, thank you very much. Secondly, about this crazy question you asked me. I'm going to give you the real, real basic thing for those people who are starting or 2 years in or 3 years in. Here's the thing that I always tell them. Dream big, start small.
Yes, you know, yes.
Dream big, start small. Well, I say start small until you understand that if you put 100 plants in and each plant gives you a yield of 10 stems, okay, you're already 1,000 stems, and you probably don't know what to do with them. So start small, and you will find that if you start small, and well, we can talk about marketing and how do you sell your product and all that. If you start small, you get a handle on it. It's like a garden. Start with one bed. You know, they get a handle on it. You succeed. Right. If you go there, plant a half an acre plant, forget about it. It gets out of hand so darn quickly. That's, you know,
I can remember back when I used to do a lot of speaking, and I would talk to a lot of master gardener groups, yeah, you know, at conferences and stuff. And you probably do the same. Right. And I used to have this talk that I did. It was the easy cut flower garden. You know, this is for the home gardener. Well, the whole talk was around only planting a 3x10 bed. Planting it with the right stuff at the right spacing, which means it's tight and you're cutting the heck out of it, right? And I would say this during the talk, I could see the wheels turning, particularly, so sorry for the company present, the men thinking to themselves, 3x10 is not big enough for me. I mean, I could literally see the lights going off above their heads. They were thinking it wasn't big enough. And I will tell you that I say this in my book that's coming out, and I know you have one. I want to talk about that too. I say, you know, the secret to success in learning to become a cut flower grower, whether you're a home gardener or a flower farmer, is size will lead you to success or failure. If you go big, you will never get past it.
Well, I'm glad we agree, because you know, people ask me the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
What's your advice? Oh, that's my advice. And it's kind of bland, I guess. There's no exciting flowers in there, but you know, once, as you well know, once you taste success, whether it's a tiny girl, taste success, you want to do more. Yeah. But you want to do more. You've learned that you can do this much, you want to do a wee bit more. And that's how you do it. Success is just spectacular.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people ever get there. No, because they overwhelm themselves by starting way too big. I mean, how many times, if you and I could each have a nickel for every time that somebody said to us after we've done a talk or you're out somewhere, they'll come up and say, well, you know, I've got 50 acres. What do you think I could do? And I could think, well, I know that 49 and a half of that should have nothing done with it.
Right? Well said. Well said. I think we should do a lot of this together, Lisa, because we obviously agree. But you know, that's the thing. And, you know, and then you're going to get, well, how do I sell them? Or what do I put in? Like you say, you start small, you figure it out.
Well, I just discovered something else about you as I was stalking you a little bit online. So I want us to talk about the 35th anniversary of the ASCFG, which you have had such a big part in, and also the passing of the torch from Judy Lauschman, who was, I mean, I kind of, and I, you know, I don't want to offend anybody or leave anybody out, but I think Judy was one of the torch holders from the very beginning that just kept pushing for this organization to be born and gone. But I just saw on your website that you have a phone app. What the heck is that all about?
Oh, listen, I got so many things I could share with your group, and but there's a couple of things that whenever I go, I share them. I say, I don't like the book. I don't really care if you buy it or not, but there it is. If you'd like to get it, feel free. I have developed an app, Lisa, for anybody who touches plants, including cut flower growers. But it's not an app for cut flower growers per se, but there's a section in there for plants for cut flowers. And if you go to the app, it's called Armitage's Great Garden Plants. Okay, it's on iPhones and Apple or all Googles and whoever else's. And it costs a ton of money, as much as a bad burger, $4.99 forever. And if you get on there, I know people love it. It's got every plant in the garden, annuals, perennials, ferns, houseplants. And there's an area there that says solution gardening. So what if you want to plant? What's the solution for? What plants can I grow for cut flowers? It's there on your phone, and we can have a great time. But anyway, that's what that's all about. So it's easy enough. You can just go on your Apple Store, whoever else, with Armitage's Great Garden Plants. And if you don't, you're going to spend $5. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to get it. I discovered it too late before we were coming on here. That is really, really cool because, you know, I mean, something that I think that I find being a teacher and, you know, I mean, obviously you're a teacher, you were a professional teacher and you're still teaching now that even after you're retired is people need such guidance. They need a filter. There's so much information now, so much information, much of which might not be the very best of information. But, you know, I think a phone app, having it in your back pocket, is kind of a really kind of cool thing. You know, our online courses that we do, we have a phone app for our courses. And that's what people love saying, that they have Dave Dowling in their back pocket, you know, because they can just go in and go to his course and search and whatever absolutely they're looking for.
I don't know. So, you probably can't see this. I don't know if you can or not.
Yeah, we can.
So that's the app right there. And I'm just going to just mention, just for your guys, at the very top, you might be able to see that says in the middle, solution gardening. Don't worry about it. But if I hit that, these are all the things that are solutions for fragrance or for cut flowers or for deer that don't eat plants and stuff and stuff and stuff. So there's It is awesome. Well, it is awesome because I did it, you know, and there's every single plant known to man that people who touch plants, including garden centers, including growers, and certainly including you, me, my neighbor, my daughter, and your audience. So whatever.
It's pretty cool. So tell me, for anyone that's not familiar, the ASCFG is the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers. It is an educational organization. It has just for 35 years, it's rocketed in the last 5 years so far ahead of time. It is really responsible for particularly, I say this all the time, you know, I started flower farming right before there was internet. I mean, I know you young people out there can't even imagine that, I was reading books, reading magazines. And do you remember, I don't know if you used it, when we had the ASCFG discussion board? Yep. Which you would go, I lived off of that discussion board, which was like a, a crude Facebook. There were no pictures. There was no nothing. And anyway, I know that I'm not sure I know exactly what your role was back when.
I'm going to give you the short story because we're going to run out of time. I got a pen here to try and. But anyway, so I'm going to tell you how this happened. And if your audience doesn't even know what it is, no sweat. You should. Like you said, if you are, whatever the term serious means, if you are actually in this, if you got fire in your belly and you want to make this work, you need information. Okay.
Yeah.
Your book, my book, whatever, get in front of you. The app, put it in your back pocket. That's all well and good. But find like people. And the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers is full of people just like you. All right. Yep. They're having the same frustration. They don't know what is the best secateur. They don't know where the seed for Eustoma comes from. They don't know anything. I mean, they know lots, but there's people who don't know anything. Ask and they find out. So I'm going to tell you the short story is that I started the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers. You're looking at them.
Did you really? How did I not know that?
Well, it's okay. But the reason I did is when I was at the University of Georgia, I went to, you know, just for a short period of time over to Holland. And of course, Holland is where the center of cut flowers are. And you can go to all these cool places like Alsmeer, et cetera. But I noticed that there was a lot of summer flowers in the same fields where they did their tulips. And I talked to them and I said, hi, this is kind of nice. Where do you sell them? Oh, on the marketplace, we sell all these summer flowers. And, you know, we don't get the price we do in the winter, but we get good price. And I said to myself, well, why don't we do that? Why in the United States, and this is the late 80s, why in the United States are we content to have every flower come from Ecuador, Colombia, or Holland? And we were. So mm-hmm. I started research. I did a research program. And guess who was my technician?
Judy.
So she was my technician. I made her sweat in the sun, I want to tell you. But we wrote out all these celosias and zinnias, and we did perennials. We did all sorts of plants. And then we took data, like how many stems, what happens if you put shade on them, do they get taller or shorter? We did all sorts of stuff. And it was interesting. We put out this little newsletter. You may have got away. This is probably 1987, 88. We put out this little newsletter to people who we thought had cut flowers. All of a sudden, Lisa, they came out of the woodwork. And we said to ourselves, Judy, I said, well, why don't we have a meeting in Athens, Georgia? And that was 1989 or something, or 88 or something. 100 people showed up from all over the country, you know, California, Wisconsin, everywhere. Because just like you said, there was nobody that was talking to them. They didn't even know these other people existed. And so long story short, we had a meeting in Chicago. We decided we're going to do this thing, had the whole logo thing and all that. And away we go. And Judy became the person to run it because she was involved with it, you know, right at the very beginning. And as I kind of moved away to other things, they kept it. And like you said, it is one of the premier and foremost organizations in this country. And people, even in horticulture, in the industry, don't know very much about it. There's over 2,000 members of that place.
Yeah. I think it's chipping away. And, you know, interestingly enough, side story. So you saying what an incredible model of an industry, of an organization it is. I belong to two other professional organizations, and they don't hold a candle. First off, their fees are higher, and what they provide is nothing. I mean, other than, I'm not sure what they provide. Do you know what I mean? When you really compare it to ASCSP, I mean, it's like the best kept secret. And, you know, I mean, I just always have seen since I've come on the scene, I mean, this is my 25th year of being a commercial cut flower grower. And Judy has always been there. You know, I mean, she was the one that, you know, back when everything was mailed. And I mean, as I was saying, I lived off of that discussion board within the ASCFG website. And, you know, it was just so responsible. So
anyway, you're right. It's a great place and still is. And I know it seems expensive if you don't, you know, have two pennies to rub together, but it really does pay in the long run.
It's $200, I think. I don't know if it's gone up or down, $195 or something. But as I say to everybody, you know, that's like you will I know people tell you this and you don't believe it, but I'm here to tell you, you will recoup that $195 tenfold by just going to the website to the resources you had access to as a member. I mean, you get to watch all the conferences. Yeah. I mean, holy cow. Anyway, yeah. So Judy is retiring this year. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a big step for everybody, you know. I mean, yeah. It's never easy to fill shoes. Are you going to the conference?
Trying to get there. We got some conflicts. I want to go there for, it's a 35th year. You know, I want to say thank you as well. And you know, I haven't been for a couple of years, not a lot of years to the conference. It always seems to have a bad timing and things. But nevertheless, I hope to. And I think that the organization is just, you know, it's just been well run. And I hope it can continue to be well run when whoever steps into Judy's shoes.
Well, it will. I mean, I was served on the board for, I think, like 4 or 5 years or something. And there's just a great group of people, you know, because it's an educational organization. That's what sets it apart in my book. And that's the way y'all focused it from the beginning. And I think that was just so very, very smart. And, you know, so I was hoping to get there, but it's just very difficult for me to travel these days. And
anyway, it doesn't matter. So it's a great organization. And people who are listening, if you are, and even as, you know, it's $195 or $200 and it's, that's a lot of money, but even if you're not a professional cut flower grower, you're really interested in it. It's well worth it.
You have access to everything.
It's there for you, and that's why it's there. And if you don't take advantage of it, so be it. But we don't want to hear you crying your beer if something isn't quite right, because it's probably on that website or on your book or my book or in the app. It's there somewhere. You got to go after this stuff.
So with saying that, so tell us about your new book you're working on.
Well, I was trying to. Okay, the big book you showed is you know, and it's not me that's saying this, but it's referred to as a Bible of cut flowers. Okay, that's nice, but it's got a lot of information in there, kind of like everything you wanted to know, but really didn't know it existed. And so right. It's called the Cut Flower Manual. No big deal, and or especially Cut Flower Manual, and it's really designed for beginning growers, beginning as in the first 5 years. You know, you don't need any of this stuff. You know how to space it. You know whether it needs a tunnel or not. You know whether its vase life is 7 days or 14 days. So it's a bing, 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 bing. And then a little bit of text. It's got a little table and a text for every crop that we're doing. And, you know, it's pretty basic, but it's what I call throw in the back of your pickup truck. Kind of book, you know, throw it in there and we'll put a decent cover on it, and hopefully it's something you would refer to. But you know, it's just one more thing I hope that would make sense, especially those who aren't quite sure what they're doing.
No, that's really great. And so tell us what other kind of things are you up to? I know that you do some walks through your garden on social media.
It's unbelievable what's going on in this world. Okay. And I don't want to take up time by just yapping at you, but one of the things I learned from COVID was really, really hard on people. It was terrible. People lost loved ones and it was hard. But horticulture did well. They did gardening. They did very well in COVID because we realized, and it just, I think we always were afraid to say it, but essentially we are essential. Now, we're afraid to say it because, you know, the nurses and the guys and putting stuff in the grocery store, they're essential. I get it. My daughters are both in the nursing profession. But we are essential. People just needed us. And just for an example, But just for an example, I decided because it was COVID, I wasn't going speaking anywhere. Nobody was coming to me. And my colleague, Kelly Garcia, who's one of my former students, she's your Jessie. She works with me and getting stuff on social media. She said, why don't you do a Facebook Live and just walk around your garden? Well, first of all, you're like an old guy here. I don't know how to have Facebook Live, but you know, she showed me, and here I am with my phone walking around my garden. Lisa, I did that 2 or 3 times. Thousands of people were on this thing. And not only just live, but of course it was
right. Kept it on.
Unbelievable. And you know, and then I did this Instagrammy things and all that stuff, but the fact is people have a bit more time and they do love it. And again, without sounding like a preacher here, one of the other things I realized, and I realized because one of the people who was I'd met was really upset about this whole COVID thing. And she said, Dr. A, she says, you know what I miss the most about COVID? And I'm thinking, okay, here goes a dinner's messed up or something. She says, I have nothing to look forward to. Now, I have nothing to look forward to. And I thought about that. Anybody who touches a plant, Lisa, has something to look forward to every single day. If you're a gardener, putting a seed in a greenhouse, we are so blessed because we have something to look forward to. And if we ever forget that, that's what our customers don't give a flip about how we sow something or how we cut it or whatever, but they look forward to our product. I want to tell you. And that's what we got to remember.
Anyway, so funny you should say that. You know what I started doing? So when COVID broke, back then, I'm sitting in a 30 by 36 workshop. This is where our warehouse was for our online store. And COVID broke March 19th, I think, of 2020. And I said, okay, I had three people that helped me here. I said, y'all go home and let's see what happens here. The boss will run the show. I'll do it all. I'll do the orders. I'll do everything. Holy cow, Alan. I mean, holy cow. First off, you know, our business quadrupled overnight. And I mean, I was so overwhelmed. I was shipping soul blocking kits, lights. I mean, it was a struggle. But what I wanted to say was what I started doing, because, you know, I'm a talker. I missed people so much. I missed having my sister here every day. And so I started a Facebook Live on, I think I started them off doing them Friday afternoons, and it was Meet Me on the Porch. And because we've always planted single stem sunflowers every single week to have production every week, well, my seed sower wasn't here anymore. She has gone home, right? So I said, I'm going to sow my sunflowers because we have to have them, right? And if I don't do it, we won't have them. So I'll do it on a live. Oh my gosh. I would sit out on my carport with plug trays and sunflower seeds. And so I was sowing 4 to 5 trays, like 500 to 600 sunflowers each week back then. And I had the same experience. I had so many people joining me. I mean, first off, they just loved watching the meticulous of me planting them. And we talk, of course, I talk the whole time, answer their questions. And then we figured out how to do, because I do it a big, we have a members only pickup bouquet service back then on the farm. Well, they used to come in this building, like the setup behind me was kind of like that. Well, we couldn't do that. We figured out contactless sales. You know, they pre-ordered, we put them out there and they came and got them anyway. That Friday's Facebook Lives was not only essential to me, but it helped a lot of people for the same reason. People are like, oh my gosh, without Fridays with you sowing seeds, I don't know what I'd have done.
You know? I love that concept. I was sort of more random than you, but I love that idea of meet me somewhere, because people, and again, this is nothing that people don't know. And I know people listening to you, they're coming back from work or, you know, yada, yada, come, who are you kidding? It's just happened. I mean, we're not kidding anybody. And it doesn't mean that they're, you and I are so special. It's just that people want that. They just like what we do. And we're so fortunate we're able to do it.
Yes. So Alan, people, Jesse will put in the show notes all of your links, but tell people where they can find you. You're active on Instagram, right?
Okay, here's how you can eat. The easiest way to find me, and you're asking me what I'm active on in social media. But there's a few things I'm doing that are great fun, even for me. So the easiest way is to my website, alanarmitage.net. And my spell it A-L-L-A-N. It's, of course, the correct spelling, but that's okay. alanarmitage.net. And from there, you can go to the bookstore and you can buy any of my books with Lisa as a discount. And, you know, free shipping. It could be the perennial book. It could be whatever, but especially cut flower book for sure. And that kind of thing. And also, you can find the app on there. You can find the whole Facebooky thing. You can find Instagrammy things. The other thing I do, which is great fun, if people who, and I don't even know what this means, Lisa, but people who follow me, you know, they know then figure out what's going on. I do something called my favorite things once a month. And this has actually become really, really popular. And so I do a favorite plant once a month. Could be a cut flower, could be just a plant, a perennial annual, whatever. A favorite place to visit. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's Newfoundland. I don't know. It's where I've been. I've been fortunate to be able to travel. I do a favorite book, not a horticultural book. I do a lot of reading. So a book, a great book out there. And then I do a favorite streaming show, because we're so old, we sit around in the evening and watch something streaming. You know, usually it's British or something, because their violence is a lot easier to take. And then, you know, just five things. It's great fun. And people sort of write me back, say, how about that book? Have you read it? Or I love that plant or that flower. It says nothing. It's just me yapping for two or three sentences on each of these things, but people look forward to it, I think. Anyway, I'm all over the place and you can find me.
Well, I thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. We will have to do this again. You know, I think there's a lot in your noggin that we need access to. And people love listening to it instead of having to read it. And I totally get that. I'm even the worst about, I mean, I'll listen to a book quicker than I'll read it. That didn't used to be the case.
Yeah, I get it. Audible books. I'm always on something or other,
or
library or whatever. But anyway, and the things that I'm still doing, I'm going to continue to do as long as I can. I do a couple of courses online. You can find on my website as well. You know, and probably Kelly will be listening to this, and she's going to tell me what I did wrong. But fact is, I'm just doing what I enjoy doing, and if your audience or the people who listen to us enjoy it, that's great. That's just great.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
Well, Dr. A, it's been so good to reconnect again. And let me know if I'll know that I will not make the 35th. So I was going to say, if you happen to go, let me know. Maybe I'll hook you up. You know, we'll hook up somewhere there, but I don't think I'll be there.
I go, I'll do a Facebook Live from there anyway. So it'll be fun.
That's right. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. I hope to see everybody on my website, online, or with Lisa. All the best.
Ciao, everybody.
Okay, welcome back. Isn't Dr. A great? He's got so much knowledge that he continues to share, both with the cut flower community and more broadly in horticulture as well. So I've included some links in the show notes to topics that were mentioned here, including Dr. A's social media and a link to his online bookstore, where U.S. residents can take advantage of our special code, which is LISA, to get free shipping on your book orders. So that's all for today, friends. If you like what you're hearing here on the Field and Garden podcast, we'd love it if you'd tell a friend about us and leave a review for us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Jessie from the Gardener's Workshop, and I hope you have a great day.